Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
What's happening, hot stuff?
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and bronze. That's what kind of man I am.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside.
That's right. It's the moment you've been waiting for.
Oh, geez, look at the button. Yeah.
He must work out.
Time to stop worrying about your weight. Stop thinking about your jackass of a boss. And get ready to win with the Fat Jack.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is. Plain and simple. Nobody can hang with my stuff. It's a big, hairy American winning machine.
If you play the games against the spread, this is the most important hour of your day. So sit back, grab some Funyuns, and get ready to win. And now, here he is, along with the Fat Jack Dancers, the number one sports consultant in America, the Fat Jack.
Welcome to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm your host, the Fat Jack, and along with Brandon and Ashley, we are ready. We're locked in. We're loaded for what's going to be a really, really fun weekend. If you're a sports fan, the weather's turning cooler. NFL has started up and is ready for a full slate coming up on Sunday. It's a great time to be a sports fan and a great time to be playing the games if you are a client of mine. So let's get right into the show and get this thing going because we have so much to talk about, a lot going on, a lot of moving parts, a lot of movers and shakers, full cast of characters today, and so it is going to be quite a bumpy ride. So get ready. Here we go. Ashley, how are you, sweetheart?
Well, I am fabulous. How are you?
Oh, I'm just doing wonderful. I was in Vegas all weekend last weekend, and I'm back trying to catch up on the sleep a little bit. Had a pretty good week playing the games and a couple of really bad luck situations, but we'll get more into that. How are you? What did you do last weekend? Start of college football season underway. Did you go tailgating? Did you get your snacking on? I mean, what'd you do?
Well, I did get my snacking on. I did not go tailgating, and I'm sad to say that I snacked so much that I dozed off during most of the game. So off to an okay start, I guess. I'll do better next week.
I was going to say, you're an amateur drinker. So, and there are some professionals out there, a lot of them actually. I used to run with some of them, but you're an amateur. So the problem with being an amateur drinker is early in the year like this, I mean, you're going to make some mental mistakes, a lot like amateur golfers would do. I mean, you turn those pars into doubles because you don't take your medicine and kick the ball out back in the fairway. But what you've done is you've shown your amateur status is still intact and going week one, either starting too early, peaking too early, or just not preparing. Your prep work was not there. You didn't eat properly. Tell us what happened. Where was the mental breakdown for Ashley as it pertains to drinking in week one of the college football season?
You know, I think I really just need to keep practicing, keep doing more and more and more every week is my deal.
Well, you know, that's one way to go about it. You don't want to become a professional. It's one of the few things. That and having sex are the two things you probably don't want to be a pro if you can at all help it.
Or at least I want anyone to know about it if I am.
Thank you, exactly. You want to hide to keep that deep in the back of the closet. But you definitely, I don't know that repetition is really the way to go with drinking. I would tell you, do a little more prep work. Put a little more pride in your front end stuff, all right? I mean, you're not stretching properly, clearly. What I mean by stretching when you're drinking is you're going to have to get some food. Get
some chips and queso.
How
and
about some bread? Something to soak up the alcohol a little bit, right? I mean, you're going to have
I'll try that out.
Lay that foundation, Ashley, next week, all right?
I will report back and let you know how it goes.
Anything else going on? Are Tomcat, are they getting divorced yet or anything we should know about in the world of
as in Tom and Katie?
Yeah, isn't that who that is, Tomcat?
Tomcat. I haven't heard that in a while.
Well, that's because they're out.
I don't think anyone cares about them anymore.
Well, who do they care about? And have they gotten divorced? What's the biggest thing going on in Hollywood right now we need to know about before we get into
sports? Jennifer Aniston and her Justin whatever guy. Everyone's all over them, and is she going to have a baby? Is she not going to have a baby? And are they moving in together? And blah, 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 blah.
All right, well, I want you to report back. I want you to get inside that story.
I'll research.
And we come back. We're going to talk sports with you later on in the show, but for the next week's homework, I want you to get inside one story that you think some of the people out there driving around would care about that don't care anything about sports, okay?
Awesome.
All right, sweetie. How are you, Brandon?
I'm pretty good, actually.
Football season, first week of college in the books. How did it go for you? You watch a bunch of games. You go to the game. What happened?
You know what? I watched a lot of football so much that I kind of have a football hangover. And you know, I thought that I had done the proper work, as you mentioned, with Ashley. But I think it was just so much football overload that I was a little bit worn out by the time Labor Day came around.
Well, I'll tell you, Brandon, that's okay. I'll make you feel a little better. That is something that you really – it's a little bit like playing bingo professionally or a little bit like doing meth. And that there's not a lot of prep work. And I don't do meth, but I own a trailer park. And so I think it's similar in that you don't – you can't prepare – for what's going to happen to you the first time you do meth, nor when you go to the bingo hall, if you're not a smoker, you walk in and boom, it hits you in the face and you're looking at B19, all the numbers and stuff. And so it's hard to, it's really about repetition. And sports watching is similar because take it from me, I am a professional at this. And I will tell you, after week one and sometimes week two, I will have a headache, a tension headache after the weekend, simply because you're watching a lot of TVs, a lot of moving parts. I care about the games, obviously. So a lot going on. It helps when we win. We had a small winning week last week. Wasn't great. Could have been great.
Could have been. If it wasn't for having to interchange flipping to the weather channel to be able to find out if we're going to win games or not, it might have been a much more enjoyable weekend.
Yeah, Mother Nature took a timeout on Sunday. I mean, she saw momentum clearly in West Virginia's court and said, hey, timeout. I mean, it was a Bobby Knight move. But, yeah, there's a little more of that. You know, they had a rule change. To where if there's a lightning strike within 6 miles of the stadium, you stop the game.
Yes.
And then you're down for 30 minutes from
minimum.
The most recent.
Minimum.
Yeah, and so it really factored in. Two different games. We had that and the game up in Ann Arbor that both were suspended and both canceled. And then you had, of course, Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you were thought that Mother Nature was on the side, that God was on the side of Notre Dame, I mean, that would be the argument to the opposite of that. If you're
right.
In a debate class, somebody wants to debate whether God loves Notre Dame football, I think that's where you start. You say, if God loved Notre Dame football, then there's not a delay because they needed to get some momentum going. It couldn't have helped to have, you know, timeout, we're in, we're out, and they still get there at the end. By the way, what was last week's free underdog lucky diamond in the rough winner?
That would have been South Florida plus the points, and they went in and just absolutely dominated Notre Dame.
And so that makes it a diamond in the rough free winner at Mitchell's Jewelry in Norman. Go by and see them. We're going to get into lots and lots of sports, but I'll get that out of the way. Underdog winner on this show wins straight up. Who were the free winners last week?
That is a darn good question.
I think we're at least 2-1, it may have been 3-0. I need to check that out. I'll get that on the website. I'm going to do a better job. Like I said, I had to leave town last week. But I will get that on the website. This week's free winners will be up. You can go to fatjacksports.com and obviously go click on the button to get an extra free winner. Saturday, that was Ohio University. Easy winner. They went to New Mexico State, won by 100. So you're getting a lot of free winners simply by just going and following me on Twitter and looking on Facebook or all the different things that to keep up and keep connected with the Fat Jack. Go to fatjacksports.com to get signed up for all that. And obviously to sign up for the show. I was saying about the Mitchell's Jewelry free winner, 25% off everything in their store this week, starting today through next Sunday. You get 25% off everything in the store off their already low prices simply because we had South Florida as one of our free winners. Anytime we have an underdog that wins straight up, which they did, winner, winner, chicken dinner for everybody needing some bling.
Absolutely. So. And if anyone wants to get in on more winning, this is the prime time to get in.
Yeah, it's the NFL starting up. And like I said, last year we were in the top 25 in the Hilton contest. We were the top 10 in the South Point contest. We were dialed in on the NFL. Even when we had a bad bowl season last year, as we've talked about a bunch of times actually on this show because I tell the truth about it, the NFL carried us through. It was solid from top to bottom. And we had very, very good NFL year. We're going to hit the ground running this year. You're right. Around the country, this for a lot of markets is when football season starts. So if you're playing the games, and certainly if you're playing the games and lost last week, don't do not one more day, guys. Pick up the phone. Go to the website. Sign up today. Call 1-800-298-1383. That's 1-800-298-1383. Or go to fatjacksports.com and sign up for my selections. They're as little as $6 to $7 per pick when you sign up for the season packages, and I will help you turn a profit. I'm not a scam artist. I'm not going to come call you later and try to extract a bunch of money from you. I'm not going to. You know, I had a guy last weekend sign up for one pick, and he wanted the Monday night game. Last Monday night was Miami and
Maryland.
I would not have released the Miami-Maryland game if there was one game on the board at all.
No.
Period.
Too many X-Factors.
Too many X-Factors, a lot of suspensions on Miami's part. And so I told him, I said, listen, I'll sell you that game for $25. And he kept saying, well, if you win that game, then I'm going to sign up for the whole season. And if you don't win it, then I'm not going to sign up for the whole season. And I said, okay. this is America. This is not Russia.
Right.
If that's what you want to do, if that's where you are in your life, be my guest. If that's the fork in the road you're going to choose to take, then, brother, get after it. But I will tell you up front that I wouldn't bet that game with your money because it has got too many X factors, too many problems. And I explained all this to him. He said, well, that's the game I'm interested in. It's Labor Day. I want to know who's going to win. I said, all right. Well, I will get you my best opinion in that game. But I will also tell you that that is the last, I told him that's the last game. And my point to that was is that most people would have said, most handicappers that you listen to on these stations would have said, absolutely, it's a lock of the century. When you win this game, call me back and sign up for not just this season, but my 50,000 Millennium Star game that's coming in October.
Which we've never lost on.
I've never lost in the history of time and blah, blah, blah. And they would have given you that and tried to extract as much money from this old boy as possible. Well, I didn't do that. I up front told him, you're a moron for having that theory, for being at that point in that neighborhood in your life. That's ridiculous, but I'll give you my best effort. We'll see how it goes. Knowing that even if you won with my play or didn't, he was probably not going to win money playing games against the spread because he has absolutely no clue about what it is to win, which is adding discipline, consistently picking winners. What difference does it make whether I win one game or not? Who cares? It's one game. Now, a lot of guys would say, well, Jack, that tells us whether you're any good or not. I would tell you that it does absolutely the opposite of that. It tells you whether I can win one game or not is what it tells you. If you want to turn consistent profit doing this, you have to get consistent winners, and I'm able to provide that. I play the games like the good players, the good gamblers in Las Vegas, the sharp money. I play it like they play it. If you want to get on those selections, you call me and you get signed up. If you're looking for that shock and awe home run, then call one of the scam artists that'll bug you later. I'm not going to bother you later. Get signed up today. You are going to win money this weekend. Most likely we win 3 out of every 4 weeks. Last week was a winning week. This week is most likely going to be a winning week. Get signed up today. Don't delay. Add some discipline and turn a profit. All right, guys, what do you want to talk about? Ashley?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to leave it open-ended for you because we
could
go.
It's your show.
It is my show. You're right. And we've got some sports. I got another free winner. Like I say, the free winners last week, I'll get to those before the end of the show, but at least 2-1, probably 3-0, but at least 2-1 last week. Twitter winners were winners. The website winners were free winners if you went and clicked on that. So I'm not going to leave it totally open-ended, but I would be interested. I had an issue, a thing happened on the plane going to Las Vegas. You want to talk about that?
Why does this not surprise me?
This is totally different, and by the way, my fault. I'll tell you right now, it's 100% to blame for this one.
Wow.
Let's just go there. You want to?
Yeah, let's hear it.
All right. It's a little bit entertaining, I guess. All right, I'm going to Las Vegas last week. Had a busy, busy Friday, but the only flight I could get out, I had to go out there. I have two contests that I participate in Las Vegas. I have runners that help me with my my playing the games, and then I've been invited to do another one of those match play contests. It's an invitation only deal. It's through the M Casino, which is I'd never been to the M Casino.
I've driven by it and still haven't been in.
Really nice.
Ooh, I need to go in there.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Red Rock a little bit. It's out past the South Point, mm-hmm. out that direction toward LA. The guy that built the Rio built that place. He's a construction guy, but anyway, they manage a lot of sports book in Las Vegas, including the Venetian among others. So. Kind of a big high-end type place. They're doing an invitation only. The best gamblers in America, they believe, have been invited to do this match play contest where you go up head-to-head and they have it on a radio show. We've done it before with the Leroy's deal. They don't do it anymore. They're trying to get the 16 best gamblers in the country to come out and participate in this. They've invited me to come. So I went to Las Vegas to get all of that, get signed up, so on and so forth. I'm running late because Friday was a miserably long day. I mean, it's the first day of college football weekend, and I got a lot of people signing up really, really busy. So I'm late. You're looking at that. Am I going long?
No, you're good. I'm just checking.
Where are we?
We're 13 minutes in, but
we're good. This probably take 3 minutes.
No
I think
problem.
4 or 3 minutes.
Don't even pay no attention to the man behind the mirror.
Matter of fact, actually, I want you to listen. If it's not worth 3 minutes, I want you to tell me. Okay. Be honest. Be brutally honest with me. This is not a three-minute story, and I don't want you to start the 3 minutes now. I want you to start them when I'm ready. Then I want you to tell me it's not worth 3, okay? And then I want you to grade the story between 1 and 10. 10 being the best story I've ever told, 1 being I wish you hadn't wasted the last 3.5 minutes of my life.
All right, I better pay attention
all
then.
Right, please, because I see you dozing off again. There's 4 TVs and a massage chair. It's a perfect storm for you not to listen. So I want you to focus in. Here we go. So I pull up to the airport. I'm running late. Plane leaves at 5:35, and I get about 5:10 I get to the airport and get parked. I do an interview just outside with a couple of our stations, West Palm as one of our affiliates. So I do an interview with them, and then I go inside and I go through security. It's literally 20 minutes or so, 15, 20, before the plane's going to take off when I get through security. I am dying of thirst. And so I have a decision to make. I can either go to Sonic and get a Route 44 Sprite, Cherry Sprite, which I like to do when I fly sometimes, or I can go get on the plane and guarantee not a middle seat. And they're 50-50 to me. So I have to go thirsty, or I get to sit on the outside of the plane. Or maybe I get a middle seat, but I have, I'm late.
Right.
So I decide, because I'm a gambler, I'm going to Sonic. I go get the Route 44 Sprite, Cherry Sprite. I go get on the plane. As I'm walking down the deal, I say, all right, just take a deep breath. You're going to be fine. I get on the plane. There are some seats available. And so I get to about the third row, and I'm dragging my handheld luggage, my carry-on luggage behind me, and it gets caught on a seat. And so as I spin around to get my thing off, I lose control of my Route 44 Cherry Sprite that I've not taken one drink out of. And then everything goes into slow motion. I try to grab it back, and I flip it up in the air. It's like those fumbles when the lineman with the gloves on.
Right.
And we're in row 3, by the way. And the line, and I can't get, so now it's in the air. And in slow motion, Brandon, I go up and do a Jerry Rice impression. I'm going to snag this thing out of the air as if to save the day.
Right.
Kind of like Jerry does when he's, somebody's in cartoons, Tom and Jerry. You ever seen Tom and Jerry?
Oh, yeah.
And everything falls off and he catches everything and it's all great. I'm going to do that, I guess. Because I go diving into the lady in row 3.
Mm.
And as I'm catching this, I forget the most important thing about being a great receiver, which is soft hands.
Yeah.
Soft hands. I squeeze it, not like a dove, but like it's something I've got to get. It's a little panic mode. It explodes on itself, and Cherry Sprite goes up like a fountain at a 4th of July festival. As I am literally laying in this 55-year-old half-drunken woman on her way to Vegas to party it up with a friend, and here comes Cherry Sprite all over her and all over me and all over row 3, everywhere. It's literally 44 ounces of Cherry Sprite and ice on me and on this woman. So as I leverage off of her breast to get out of her lap, I look back at her and she is soaking wet and appalled by the fact that I have just dumped syrupy juice all over. And I looked at her and I said, I don't think sorry is going to be enough. I just think that's not enough. So I'm going
right.
to... I said, do we have some towels? And oddly enough, Southwest Airlines doesn't carry a bunch of beach towels for such an emergency on... So we've got little wet naps, and I'm cleaning her up, cleaning myself up, and there's cherries like wedged... No, they put 97 cherries in there. They've all gone in the wedge of the seat and between her crotch and on my... Cherries everywhere. And so I pick all this stuff up, and then I have this decision to make. All right. Do I sit here in row 3 next to her? I mean, the last thing you want is me or Brandon walking down and saying, yeah, I'll take this seat. I mean, that's like the last thing you want, especially after
dumping 44 ounces of syrupy goodness.
I've got syrupy goodness. We're going to be really good. And so I thought, I thought to myself, if I'm cleaning, all right, how do you exit this situation? Because I can't sit here. I can't sit there.
No.
I would spend the next 3 hours...
Apologizing.
Apologizing for what happened. Clearly... I'm sorry is not enough,
right.
And there's really nothing that I could do. So I clean up the best I can. I go down the row, and I go back to about row 11 or 12, far enough down the row where I can no longer hear her cussing me to her friend.
Right.
Because I didn't want to have to listen to that.
Row 6, you're definitely in the zone.
I can hear it. I still hear fat, and that son of a, and this, and the syrupy, and the cherries between my, all that. And
right.
So I thought, no, I'm going to keep going. So as soon as I get out of the buffer, I sit down. I sit down over next to the window, and I think, okay, just... Nobody talked to me. Sure enough, these two people come sit down next to me, and literally they had not been there 30 seconds, and the one lady leans to her friend, and she says, I think the fat guy over here peed himself. So I'm covered in syrupy syrup, and she's pretty sure I have urinated all over myself entering the Southwest flight to Las Vegas last week. So that's the start to my week. And you'd be amazed at how many stages there are between Sprite and syrupy goo that sticks to everything.
It makes you wonder, though, what would have happened had you just gone on the plane and bypassed the desire to quench your thirst.
I would have gotten the aisle. for sure. I wouldn't be in the window. I would not have looked like I had peed myself. I wouldn't have been sticking together. It would have been a much better decision probably. So that was a bad fork in the road. I thought to myself, I hope this is not the beginning of a terrible
weekend.
Yeah,
hope it's not an omen.
No, and it was, and the weekend was okay. Overall, it wasn't great. You know, we had the West Virginia thing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a bad beat for a tie on Thursday.
I almost called you that night because I was 30 seconds to go. Wake Forest has a 3rd and 13 at midfield, no timeouts, and they just say, you know what, let's just let time run out. Let's take this thing to overtime. You don't at least try and run one play to get yourself in field goal position?
Well, and then if you're getting 7, which, you know, I released it 10 days ago.
Right.
The line worked down, but when I released it, it was easily 7. And you wonder at that point you're doing the math in your mind. What does it take to lose a 7-point underdog in overtime?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to lose the toss. You have to score a touchdown. It all has to fall exactly right. So it does. Anyway, so we go 1-0-1 the first day versus 2-0, and then we get the rain out the lightning out with West Virginia. So one of those things, it was a good weekend, could have been better, but not the end of the world. All right, I know we got to get out of here. Let me give a free winner away real quick, and then we're going to get out of here. How much time are we doing, Brandon?
Oh, we got time. We're good.
Good. 1-800-298-1383, fatjacksports.com. Get the weekend's games for $149. If you're calling on Saturday or Sunday, I'll give them to you for $99. That's the start of the NFL season on Sunday. All the college games on Saturday. If you're calling on Sunday, I'll give it to you for $99 because the NFL's here. Monday night is one the most valuable night of the week for us, has been over the last, 8 or 9 years, and certainly over the last year or so. It's been last year was 18-3 week again on Monday nights. We hit a very, very high percentage on Monday nights. It's going to be a good start to the NFL season. Don't miss out. Add some discipline and start winning today. All right, week two, always interesting. There's kind of an exhale after the start of college football. We learn a little bit more about the teams, and we're going to have a big card. We're going to release probably 6 or 7 different games on Saturday, so definitely get in for the paid selections. But let's look at a couple free games. All right, Rutgers going to North Carolina.
Well, North Carolina looked pretty decent in the opener. Granted, it was against James Madison. But Rutgers also played pretty well as well. Greg Schiano, I think, probably is kicking himself a couple years ago for not taking the Miami job. Obviously, now it turns out to be a great decision. But that's a university that he's decided that he's going to be loyal to. I mean, he's going to help rebuild that program, and he's going to see it all the way through. Carolina's still got some ball players, even though they had so many guys lost after last year's team.
Yeah, and then, you know, there's something to be said for loyalty that we don't have much of in
mm-hmm.
college sports. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, ask Rich Rodriguez how much he might have thought about not being loyal to his alma mater, but where he was
right.
and going well. It is a really short walk between a cush job in a pretty good program making great money to where is he now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is a short walk, and I've got to take a year off type deal. We see that all the time. And, you know, Oklahoma coordinators go out of this part of the country. They'll go take a job. You know, Chuck Long comes to mind out
mm-hmm.
in San Diego State. Now we've got
Kevin Sumlin at Indiana.
Well, Kevin's still working out great. That seemed like a good move. But, you know, Long out in San Diego State.
Kevin Sumlin at Houston. Wilson.
Kevin Wilson. You said Kevin Sumlin.
Kevin Wilson at Indiana.
Yeah, Sumlin's worked out good. Kevin Wilson, we'll see how it goes. I mean, he's 0-1. They lose to Ball State.
That's
in week
a tough loss.
And he's upsetting everybody around that part of the country on the radio. So we'll see how that goes. The point is that loyalty sometimes is a good idea. So even though Schiano may have wished he had taken another job, probably real comfortable where he is. I like North Carolina in this spot. People forget how many athletes they have. Rutgers beats up on, you know, UNC Central last week. And they look good doing it, obviously. But, you know, if you can't beat up on UNC Central, I mean, you probably need to quit playing football. Rutgers, that would be a huge fall for them.
You could be Oregon State
right now. Oregon State, exactly. Which,
or Auburn.
Yeah, that's the fall you're looking – yeah, that's the fall I'm speaking of, is that one. But, yeah, I like North Carolina. They're given 10 points in the game. I'll take North Carolina minus those points. That's your first free winner of the day. 800-298-1383, fatjacksports.com. $149 for the whole weekend or less, depending on when you call, or $399 for everything through the end of the month. And I'll give you that weekend of the last weekend of September, which crosses over into October, included in that through that Monday night. So a very, very good deal. Or the best way you can do is sign up through the Super Bowl for football only or football and basketball. The price per pick goes down the longer you sign up. Make the right move today. Don't let another week go by. Turn a profit with me. I will help you turn a profit. I will add some discipline to your wagering and help you make money. All right, let's do this. Got to take a break, obviously. 28 minutes, where are we?
23.
Ashley?
Yes.
1 to 10. 10 being the best story, 1 being the worst story.
Hey, that was pretty good. I would give it probably an 8 because your story from last year when your tummy was hurting and Karen found you pass out with your pants down, that, like, sets the bar.
Pretty high standard.
You cannot top that story.
That was a bad
one. Hopefully everybody remembers that.
I was
face
down in the bathroom with no clothes on.
I think about it every day.
Halfway through a Grogan. I hope you don't. Actually, I hope that we need to get you some therapy if you're thinking about that. All right, well, 8's good. I'll take an 8, week two of the season or 3 of the season. All right, going to take a break. We'll be back here after the break with a free winner. Much, much more. We're going to delve into Ashley's world a little more, see how Brandon's doing as we head into the start of the NFL season. College football's here. Get signed up and have a good day. You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383 or go to thefatjack.com to join the long list of winners.
Hey, this is Lindsay, and one of the sexiest things about the Fat Jack besides his belly is that he promotes responsible gambling. So if you're trying to win enough money to pay your rent or betting with money that should be used for other things like food, or simply think you or someone you know might have a gambling problem, don't call Jack, silly. Call 800-522-4700 and get help today. Now, enjoy the show and have a great weekend.
If you sold your house or got a job out of state and need to move, I've got the company for you. They're called Affiliated Movers of Oklahoma City. I've moved a bunch, but I used Affiliated on my last move, and they are awesome. They're accredited with the Better Business Bureau and have an A-plus rating. Affiliated Movers employs professional packers that can have your entire home packed in up to 1 to 2 days, which would take most people a month to do on their own. Their movers are uniformed and polite. They take apart your beds and tables and wrap your furniture to give you a safe move. They even provide long-term storage. Affiliated Movers is veteran-owned and family-ran. They've been moving military families, businesses, and Oklahomans for over 25 years and are pros at it. Give them a call at 405-677-7400 and ask for Nate or Jerry for a free in-home estimate, and you'll get 10 free moving boxes. In today's economy, every freebie helps. Or visit Affiliated's newly developed website for a free online estimate at affiliatedmovers.com. And don't forget to ask about Affiliated's Coffee and Donuts Move Special. There's nothing like it. Call today, 405-677-7400, or visit them online at affiliatedmovers.com.
Everyone's talking about Norman's best-kept secret, Sewer Legends Inn and Suites. Thanks for voting us the number one hotel in Norman, one of the top restaurants, and the number one caterer. We're Sewer Legends, a family-owned, full-service luxury hotel with a Sewer family feel. Not affiliated with the University of Oklahoma, but every crimson and green suite is dedicated to a Sewer Legend, loaded with luxurious amenities and decked out like Sooner Heaven. With a collection of more than 2,000 pieces of Sewer memorabilia, chances are we've got a room dedicated to your favorite Sewer Legend. Let Sewer Legends know. Number one catering service tackle your hungry crowd. From tailgate parties to corporate events, we score a touchdown every time with our world-famous barbecue, steaks, Mexican specialties, and more. And don't forget to stop by our restaurant and full-service bar before and after the game for a little karaoke and dancing every Friday and Saturday night. Come taste why everyone's talking about Sooner Legends. Call 405-701-8100 or log on to SoonerLegends.com. Sooner Legends Inn and Suites at I-35 and Lindsay, the place to stay in Norman, OK.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and week one is in the books. How did your week go? We turned a profit in week one and are heading toward the start of the NFL season and what is going to be a great time of the year if you're playing the games against the spread or going to Las Vegas this weekend. Call 1-800-298-1383 and find out what a difference winning selections can make. Fat Jack Sports Services, the website, if you're looking for winners this weekend. You can get everything this weekend only $149 or everything through the end of the month only $399. Find out what a difference discipline and somebody that consistently can turn a profit playing the games against the spread will do for you for about $6 a selection. That's 1-800-298-1383 or go to fatjacksports.com and kick off the NFL season a winner if you're playing the games against the spread. That's 1-800-298-1383 or go to fatjacksports.com. No tricks, no gimmicks, just Fat Jack frontline winners this weekend.
Welcome back to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Here is the king of all that is awesome, the Fat Jack.
Thank you so much, Ashley. You know, my daughter's the queen of awesome. Every time she says she's on awesome control, if you ask.
She would be the princess.
She is the princess of awesome.
If you're
right.
The king.
I'm the king of Monday nights, right? Aren't I, Brandon? And everybody the king of Monday nights? Every handicapper ever alive, I'm the king of Monday nights. Johnny DeLotto, king of Monday nights.
Self-proclaimed.
The only guy who doesn't admit he's the king of Monday nights, who actually probably is the king of Monday nights. So yeah,
18-3 last year.
Yeah, 18-3. I mean, if that's not the king, I would like to meet the king, meet the man who's better than the king. So, if you're playing the games, now is a great time to get signed up. We're going to have a big, big weekend. The NFL's been really, really good. The NFL and the NBA been very, very good to the clients and I over the last at least 2 or 3 years, and actually before that. I mean, the NBA, we finished on a 39-9 run back in April, May, and the first part of June. And started out, you know, and finished the NFL season really, really on a high note as well. So good time to get signed up, about $6 a selection if you're playing the games. And you will be able to win money. You'll actually be able to turn a profit doing this, as opposed to what you normally do, which is probably pick up the paper, look at the line, say, you know what, I think they can beat them. And then at the end of the week or the month or whatever, you're down.
There's a lot of those guys right now, because I guarantee there were people who looked at the BYU line. So now BYU will win that game by more than three.
Well, how about against LSU?
Yeah.
Oregon. I mean, a lot of people, quarterback's out. I think that was one of my winners last week, actually, was LSU. I know I gave it to a lot of my guys, and I Twittered it out. I put it on the free winner page of the when you sign up for free winner. It may have been LSU because I said that, and around the country, you know, if you listen to my interviews on Friday, you get a lot of free winners as well. I gave South Florida on Friday around the country. I absolutely gave that one. I was wrong on the Georgia game. As far as a free winner goes. But I absolutely, you know, LSU doesn't win it with quarterbacks. They win it with defense and time of possession, and that's what they went ahead and did. All right, Ashley, I have a question for you. We have free winner coming up and much more, but I want to get to something before we do.
Okay.
And I don't know how much we can talk about this, but I really don't care. Because these people don't sponsor the show, and I don't care. Your husband works for a car dealer.
He does.
I get a thing in the mail from that car dealership. And it is a key attached to a big thing, you know, it says you scratch here, and if the combination is right, you win. I think a chance to take the key and turn this key maybe to start a car. I'm not exactly sure, but because I didn't read it all the way, but I do know that it said if this has the right code, then you're a winner. I scratched the code by mistake with my children in the car. They're reading it like they think we've won a car if we get that. Of course, I scratched it off. It says you're a winner. My question to you is, how is it legal for them to scam me like that and say I want a car, or did I actually just stole a key away to a new car?
Okay, I've gotten one of those in the mail before too, but I always just throw it right away because I'm lazy and I'm whatever.
You ever scratched the deal?
I haven't. That's what I was gonna say. So maybe you just threw away like a car.
I doubt it.
I will have to ask him.
Please do, because what he's gonna say is, yeah, that's a way to get him in the front door. That's a way
to
get them.
You're probably
right. And I'm
going
to tell you something. If they tell me I want a free car to get me in the front door, they don't want me in the front door. They don't want me.
They will be very sorry.
They're going to be unhappy I came in the front door, because I'm not only not going to buy a car, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to make everybody else upset who's wanting to buy a car, because I don't want to be drugged down to a car dealer. You know, I don't care, because they don't sponsor my show. They want me not to talk bad about them. Then they know where to call me. I have a little inventory left. But I don't want to be drugged down to a car dealership if I didn't win a car.
There's probably some homeless guy that dug the key out of the trash can and who is like driving a brand new car now.
I hope he did. And if he did, I would love to hear from him. I'm for it. If I won a new car, great. I would love it. But you know what? And if I threw away a new car, that's okay too. But I'm betting I didn't. I seriously doubt that I received the one key. And if they were going to give me a car, they wouldn't do it by a scratch-off. They would make me want to come down there and take advantage of the, you know, another car dealership in town. They want a car. You saw the woman on TV starting her car.
That was very sneaky. I don't know what to think about that.
Well, I'm not happy about it. I want you to talk. If you don't talk to him when we go to Vegas, I'm going to talk a lot about it.
I better just go ahead and take care of it then.
And it's months later, and he's going to be looking at me like, dude, what do I care? It was like August. What are you talking about keys and scratch off? Find out what that is, because I think it was a scam and I'm against it.
All right.
So, all right. You have anything else to add to that?
You know, I do have one thing to add, which is that nobody has noticed my hair. I added low lights for the fall to be all like fall hair, and nobody noticed.
You look like you belong on the Bachelor pad right now.
That is like my favorite show, so
I know
thank
that
you.
It is. It's right in your wheelhouse. If you were single, you'd be on the Bachelor pad for
sure. I totally would.
Go to my website if you want to see Ashley's hair without low lights.
Yeah.
And then we may put up a new picture with low lights.
And we can vote on it.
People can vote on it and see which is better, with the low lights without. Brandon?
No opinion.
You ever thought about low light in your hair?
Back in the day when I actually grew my hair out, before I started shaving it, colored it a lot.
Colored it a lot,
yeah.
Wow. I've thought about doing that. I don't gray hair everywhere.
I don't ever know that I did low lights, but
I don't either. How are your eyelashes going that are supposed to make everybody long and beautiful?
They're still making people long and beautiful.
Very nice.
That's
all
for
right.
sure.
People need to come see you. You guys aren't sponsoring the show either yet. And by the way, your dad's not either. Of
He's
all
not.
People. Are you guys fighting? You're in your old man?
Do I need to, like, tell him what's up?
Well, I mean,
do I need to go
passing
bust a cap?
On this show, bad idea. Because it'll get you on the list with the car dealership that I'm not happy with either.
Oh, this is awkward.
So you're either in or you're out, as far as I can tell. But the way Greg put it, your dad was out. Not a good way to go about things. Anyway, you have you so the eyes are going well. People are
it is
up
going
there?
Well. Yeah,
all right,
it's you know we're getting into the season of people starting school and doing events and doing all that good stuff. It's the best time to have them.
I didn't know eyelashes had a season.
They do. It's eyelash season.
I've told everybody.
Nobody cares in the summer.
Well, you're right. They're looking at other things in the summer. And
yeah.
in the winter, they're looking. I like your low lights. You look gorgeous tonight. And I've told a lot of people to go get their eyes done from you.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it.
I'm a giver, unlike your father.
All Okey right.
Dokey. Free winner number two. Let's do free winner number two. You want to?
I don't want to talk to you right now.
All right. We'll try to get over it. But after we're done with the free winner, I have more. Brandon, what were your thoughts? Oklahoma's number one in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, they beat up on Tulsa. Was it that OU was great or Tulsa's not that good? What do you think?
Tulsa without Demaris Johnson is obviously a much different team. I think they were just kind of rattled going into that environment without one of their best threats. Oklahoma's pretty good, though. You look at a lot of the top teams, I think all of them kind of did what they needed to do.
What about Oklahoma State?
Oof.
What do you make of that? Anything? I mean, they play a bad team. You know, there's two theories, obviously, in the country. You either play a good team.
Right.
A really good team, actually. Or you play an in-state team.
Mm-hmm.
Or you play a really bad team. I mean, it's one of the three. You go
right.
in-state, you play a marquee game and make a lot of coin, or you play a bad team. Oh, she chose the bad team. I mean, you know, every team does it. I don't have really an opinion. I'm glad some teams play the good teams because I like to see those matchups. But, you know, different programs, whatever. I don't care. I think some of them probably need to do that, play a bad team first. And other ones are okay stepping out there and seeing what their fate is early. I promise you this, Georgia wish they'd bought out of that game.
Oh, God.
You know, months ago, because Rick's going to get fired by the end of the month. He and I have South Carolina coming. They didn't look great against East Carolina,
no.
So that theory is probably backfiring. OSU, what did you have you thought, you know?
I mean, they scored 61, I mean, which is pretty good, but at the same time, it was Louisiana. They're nothing spectacular. I think Whedon might have forced a lot of throws. I mean, to have three interceptions, two of them return for touchdowns to give, you know, the other team into the 30s.
Well, one of them looked like I was watching Cirque du Soleil, though. I mean, the ball comes down, it's spinning on the guy's head, he takes it off and scores. So, you know, you don't – that's certainly not
weird. They were fluky, but at the same time, I mean, those are decisions – those are plays that elite teams shouldn't be making, or at least, you know, Heisman contenders shouldn't be making those kind of throws.
Well, spoken from what sounds like an OU fan to me, but I agree. I mean, they get 34 is a lot of points, but
yeah.
I would take away – obviously, that 7 was kind of ridiculous. And
we're going to find out a lot more about them against Arizona. So.
Absolutely, yeah. By the time Wisconsin's running around the country, we'll have different stuff, and that whole thing we talked about last week won't even matter.
Won't even
so
matter.
I probably shouldn't have done that.
We're
the last 3 minutes back, so. Oh, well. It was that or my story. We'll definitely cut that part out because that – was nothing. Let's do this. Let's give an NFL free winner. You want to?
First NFL free winner of the year.
Absolutely.
I'm fired up for the NFL season this year.
I am too. You know, NBA, I don't ever get fired up about. I don't really care. It's like 90% of our basketball selections are college,
mm-hmm.
at least until the end of March Madness. So I really don't get fired up. But the NFL, I guess it's because we've done so well over the years. I actually enjoy the NFL, and I like watching it. Anytime you make money at, you like watching. I think that's probably where I am with the NFL. Ashley, who's your favorite NFL team?
Probably 49ers.
All right, let's do this. Next week, because I didn't think you were sold on that, I would like you to find a favorite NFL team.
Find a team to adopt.
Find a team. I want you to like a team. Because if you like a team, then I'll talk to you about that team. And we'll be able to talk. And there's people out there listening that actually want to talk sports. And in some of their fantasies, when they're Buffalo Wildlings, they go home by themselves, are you talking about sports? And I'd like to fulfill some of that with some of our lonely, desperate listeners out there. Can you do that?
How do I know if I like a team? Like, how do I find one that I like?
You ask your husband in the same conversation that you're finding out about my key scam. You have him help you find a team that you could adopt and that maybe he could care about. But who's his favorite team?
I'll say, well, who's his favorite
team? That's why I said 49ers. He loves
49ers. So you got to be a rival then.
Oh.
Or you jump on board.
I like that idea. No, I want to be a rival.
It depends on whether you want to cheat or not. If you're trying to cheat off of him, then you probably go 49ers. If you don't, pick a rival. That's more fun. It'd be saucier in the bedroom. Pick a rival, you know? Loser pays. literally.
I'm
going
to do
here,
it.
You know, whatever. You know, you get what I'm saying. Loser pays. Loser gives. You know, whatever. Call it what you want. I'm just saying, find a team. I need you to get in, be an expert on it so that you and I can talk about football next week on the air and it'd be an NFL. Okay?
Okay, I'll work on it.
Thank
you're making
you.
Me blush.
Bring some notes in. Notes on the teams. And that'll be great. We'll talk about that. All right, free winner number one.
Two, excuse me.
One in the NFL, two overall. Brandon, who's your favorite NFL team?
I grew up a Packer fan, but I jumped ship, and I am now an Atlanta Falcons fan.
Just in the nick of time,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, right in time for Mike Vick to go be an idiot.
Absolutely. Well, that and the Packers winning the championship.
Right, yeah.
Championship.
So,
well, let's start there. You want to?
Green Bay opening up.
No, you know what? We can't do that. That's Thursday. Let's do this. Let's talk about Philly and St. Louis. Philly, as their backup quarterback so eloquently put it, the dream team. Isn't that fun? The only thing worse than somebody calling your team a dream team is having your backup. And we can call Vince Young whatever you want, but the reality is he is a backup quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not a starter on that team, so he is the backup quarterback. You call your backup going out in the media and saying dream team.
It's like having kicker smack talk.
Thank you. Exactly. Same thing. It's like having the cut guy in the corner go out and taunt somebody after the fight's over. Who cares what the backup quarterback says? But with that being said, it was thrown out there. They've looked, sometimes good, sometimes bad in the preseason. The Rams, of course, this part of the country, everybody's a Rams fan now because of Bradford.
Right.
I mean, he is a likable guy,
right.
A likable character, in this economy, which everything's economy-driven, I suppose. But in this world, I mean, St. Louis, and he's a good guy, a very good quarterback. He's from this part of the country. It's hard not to pull for him. I think St. Louis definitely takes a step in the right direction this year, but I like Philly to go on the road and win this one. They're better top to bottom. St. Louis has added some key parts, is looking better. But I think Philly, what we get caught up in the preseason, even though we say it doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You get caught up in how a team looks in the preseason and say, well, they're going to carry that over. And almost always when it's a really good team that has an okay to a below-average preseason, they're able to turn it back on when it counts. And Andy Reid is notorious for not caring about the preseason. So,
and you start talking about games that are decided by guys who are selling insurance right now.
Yeah, exactly. And you can see that. But it's like the general public has trouble equating that.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that it's at St. Louis, the NFL's tough to win on the road. But I think Philly does that. That's your second free winner of the day, Philadelphia over St. Louis. 800-298-1383, FatJackSports.com. Do not do anything. If you're playing the games or going to Las Vegas and you're getting this on the way out, call right now, get signed up, and take my selections with you. You can get them for as little as $6 or $7 a selection. You will make money with these picks. I can help you make money this weekend. I'll help you make money through the course of the month or certainly through the course of the season. It's less expensive the longer you sign up. You don't have to talk to anybody if you don't want. Go to Fat Jack Sports, sign up online. You get the picks emailed to you. You get them text to your cell phone. It is a great way to change the way that you approach playing the games against the spread. Call today and get signed up. And if you're moving or have anything to do with you're moving across the country, moving across the state, if you're getting us out on the West Coast or the East Coast and you are moving to the middle part of the country, call Affiliated Movers in Oklahoma City, 677-7400, a family-owned business. He is a military veteran. These are great people. They take care of you. They have professional movers, professional packers that will come up, pack up your place, and help you move yourself and make it as stress-free as humanly possible. They've moved the ultimate Jim Traver. They moved Mike Steele. A lot of people from this part of the country that moved me, obviously. A good group of people. They'll take care of you and make moving the best it can possibly be. Affiliated Movers, give them a call today. All right, let's take a break. You want to?
We need
to. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. A third free winner. We're going to wrap up what's going to be a huge start to the NFL season and much, much more. You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383 or go to thefatjack.com to join the long list of winners.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and it's Monday night again. Monday Night Football's back. The billionaires have divided up their money. This season, turn a profit. For if you've listened to me before, you know Monday nights are our best nights. I don't lie about it. I don't offer you the inside information, lock of the millennium. I just give you solid winners on Monday night. 18-3 last year, 18-3 the year before, and 18-4 the year before that. Bottom line, we win on Monday nights. Get tonight's winner for only $25 or get the entire season worth of Monday night selections, only $399. Divide that out over everything between now through the Super Bowl. You get Monday nights for only $399 And if history is our guide, you're going to have 18 to 20 winners and not many losers. Bottom line, you're going to turn a profit this year on Monday night. That's 1-800-298-1383 or FatJackSports.com. That's 1-800-298-1383 or FatJackSports.com to turn a profit this year on Monday night.
Hey, this is Lindsay, and one of the sexiest things about the Fat Jack besides his belly is that he promotes responsible gambling. So if you're trying to win enough money to pay your rent or betting with money that should be used for other things like food, or simply think you or someone you know might have a gambling problem, don't call Jack, silly. Call 800-522-4700 and get help today. Now, enjoy the show and have a great weekend.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and week one is in the books. How did your week go? We turned a profit in week one and are heading toward the start of the NFL season and what is going to be a great time of the year if you're playing the games against the spread or going to Las Vegas this weekend. Call 1-800-298-1383 and find out what a difference winning selections can make. Fat Jack Sports Services, the website, if you're looking for winners this weekend. You can get everything this weekend only $149 or everything through the end of the month only $399. Find out what a difference discipline and somebody that consistently can turn a profit playing the games against the spread will do for you for about $6 a selection. That's 1-800-298-1383 or go to FatJackSports.com and kick off the NFL season a winner if you're playing the games against the spread. That's 1-800-298-1383 or go to FatJackSports.com. No tricks, no gimmicks, just Fat Jack frontline winners this weekend.
Everyone's talking about Norman's best-kept secret, Sewer Legends Inn & Suites. Thanks for voting us the number one hotel in Norman, one of the top restaurants, and the number one caterer. We're Sewer Legends, a family-owned, full-service luxury hotel with a Sewer family feel. Not affiliated with the University of Oklahoma, but every Crimson & Cream suite is dedicated to a Sewer Legend, loaded with luxurious amenities and decked out like Sewer Heaven. With a collection of more than 2,000 pieces of Sewer memorabilia, chances are we've got a room dedicated to your favorite Sewer Legend. Let Sewer Legends know. Number one catering service tackle your hungry crowd. From tailgate parties to corporate events, we score a touchdown every time with our world-famous barbecue, steaks, Mexican specialties, and more. And don't forget to stop by our restaurant and full-service bar before and after the game for a little karaoke and dancing every Friday and Saturday night. Come taste why everyone's talking about Sewer Legends. Call 405-701-8100 or log on to SewerLegends.com. Sewer Legends Inn & Suites at I-35 in Lindsay, the place to stay in Norman, OK.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and as summer's wrapping up in Oklahoma, and I know not a moment too soon for a lot of you, fall is in the air. Fall means a lot of things for a lot of people, but for a lot of you out there, it should mean love. Either the love of your wife or spouse or girlfriend because they allow you to watch the games you want to watch, or the love that you're going to have to give them because they don't want you to watch games and they want you to spend more time with them. Either way, I've got the perfect remedy for you. Call Mitchell's Jewelry or go by and see him at 218 East Main in Norman. 360-2515 is the number, and get your significant someone something special. They will take care of you. Newt and Gina are great people, and they'll take care of you. They establish relationships. They win your business over by giving you the best jewelry for the best price in town, bar none. They gave over $350,000 away during 2011 in jewelry due to their different contests, and they're the only place I go to buy anything. That's Mitchell's Jewelry in Norman, 360-2515 or 218 East Main. Tell them the Fat Jack sent you, and make your loved one a happy, happy camper.
Welcome back to the Fat Jack Sports Hour, and now here's your host, the man who I think could design a lot better uniforms than we've seen here in the early part of the season, the Fat Jack.
Yeah, you know, Brandon, that's another thing, Ashley. I mean, look at the uniforms. When you're picking a team, you know, go with something you can be proud of. You don't really care about football. You're more about low lights and cute dresses. I mean,
that's
build
true.
That into your team.
Somebody with, like, a good mascot and good colors.
Thank you. I mean,
I can get on board with that.
Yeah, because I don't care who the quarterback is necessarily. I want to talk to you about the players. We're not going to, you know, we're not going into bar arm wrestle. Right? I'm looking for your perspective on the teams.
Okay.
So
I like that idea.
Start with the uniforms. Go to the mascot. You're right. Go to the mascot. Make sure they're cheese in proper unification and their energy's right. And then we'll go from there. And that way, anything I say, like, well, your team sure sucks this. Well, you say, well, but mascot's still the cutest on the field.
Okay.
You know, let's work at it, all right? I think it'd be something. Brandon, yeah, the uniforms have been awful, a lot of them. I think the problem is we've done about all there is to do with uniforms.
Boy, I don't know. Maryland's taking it to a new level.
They look like they got a paintball fight on the way over to the stadium.
Either that or they are encouraging epilepsy.
Yeah, and it's filtered into the stands. I mean, there's like partial paint, face painting now. You've seen that, mm-hmm. too. I think that's inspired by the lack of commitment to the helmets. I mean, they basically, it's white. Let's throw some yellow paint
you
on
know, it. You know what? We're not going to see any of that in this weekend.
Tell me.
Alabama, Penn State.
They're going old school with it?
It's two of the classic uniforms in college football, and they never change them. Alabama's done a little tweaks here and there, but Penn State's been wearing the same uniforms they've been wearing since Joe Paterno played there.
That's because Joe Pa designed the uniforms back as a graduate assistant back in 1921, I believe. And, he's not changing until he's gone for sure. So, yeah, a lot of different uniforms. But I'm with you. I mean, it may sell some things for some people, but it's not doing much for me either. I think that it's most of it's overkill. Oregon almost went blind.
Love them. I love the Oregon ones.
Well, if you like fuchsia, like if you like bright colors, Ashley, did you watch any of the Oregon game? You care about that at all?
No, sir.
No,
no to both.
You were passed out by then, right?
How about the Boise Georgia game? See any of that?
No.
She was passed out. She already said by the, early in the first of the OU game, which was an evening game. So by 7, you were out.
I give myself 7:45.
Preparation.
Yeah.
We've got to prep. All right.
I know.
Go buy La Becquette, or who doesn't sponsor the show either, or the other place in town, and get some of those fancy breads, and you need to fire a couple of pieces, or make some homemade bread. Do you have a bread maker at the house?
No, but I would love, oh my gosh. I would weigh 5,000 pounds if I had a bread maker.
I am so close to buying you a bread maker. It's not even funny. I need you to find an NFL team, and we're going to figure out a way that I can buy you a bread maker by Christmas. I mean, that's where we are right now. I'm getting you a bread maker, but I don't want to just give it to you. It's not fair.
Could tip me with a bread maker when I cut your hair.
I thought about that, but I've got your husband trying to scam me to the car dealer with a key and your dad into the sponsorship. I don't feel comfortable just handing you a bread maker. I need you to...
We're about to get in a fight, okay?
I love you. I just need you to earn the bread maker. That's all I'll say. Let's figure out a way you can earn the bread maker, okay?
All right.
So
fine.
We're
going to
start with the team. Once we get the team, maybe I'll have you pick the record. Something by Chris. I want you by Christmas. Matter of fact, I want you to have it before Christmas because I want you to make some bread for our party that comes at Christmas. Can you do that? If I get you a bread maker, will you make us some bread?
I will.
I'm excited. All right, let's do this. 800-298-1383, fatjacksports.com. Brandon, you want an NFL free winner or a college free winner? We're into the black and free winners, into the black with the service, or turning a profit with the selections. It's going to be a big weekend. We can go college or NFL. I'm feeling a little good right now. Pretty cocky about it.
Let's go NFL. I mean, it's opening week for the NFL, and it's about time it's here. We were so concerned about the lockout that it might never come. So I think we owe it to the people to fire out another
NFL
free winner.
There's two theories in free winners. One of them is, you know, this show runs on Sundays in a lot of the country, and there's two theories that I go with free winners. Part of it is that Saturday, when you're listening to the show, for you know, a Sunday free winner, that you get to, if you're wanting to play the free winner with your buddies, which I always tell people they're free for a reason. I mean, sign up if you're playing the games, but you can play the free winners. But the other part of me is that Sunday show, which is still okay for the Sunday because most of them go for the NFL games, but if you get a Saturday winner on Sunday and it's already won, like South Florida last week, if I listened to the show Sunday and the guy had given me South Florida and basically said this is how it's going to go down, it's going to be close to the end, it wouldn't surprise me if South Florida won, but I thought Notre Dame would get there, that's what happened. And you get an 11-point underdog that wins straight up. I like I think that's a real big, puts a real big impression for somebody thinking about signing up for the service.
Right.
So two different ways, but this week you're right. Let's go. We'll go NFL on two of our free winners, and that way they'll have something to deal with as we go through the weekend. All right, let's do this. How about free winner number three is going to be the Giants and the Redskins. Brandon, your thoughts on the Redskins? They've looked better in the preseason.
Yeah, but they're still the Redskins. Daniel Snyder's an idiot. I think the game has passed Shanahan by, and he's going to try and win with two very underachieving quarterbacks. I'm not a big fan of either one of them. Although they played decently, I don't know if they have a running game. I don't know if they have a defense. I don't think they're going to be that good. Although playing at home on September 11th against New York, there might be some, you know, emotion going on through there. But again, it's hard to gauge emotion with things like that with professional athletes.
Yeah, Hootie, if you factor in. Emotion from 9/11 into a New York Giants Washington Redskins matchup, who do you give the edge to?
New York.
You give it to the New York. So I don't even know if we get to factor that in. I mean, that's like a mascot battle. I mean,
right.
I would guess venture to guess when they step on the field that none of them will be thinking about 9/11 after the moment of silence. And you're right, the parachuters and everything that happens, they're going to go out and, you know, how can I tell? They're going to picture Osama bin Laden on the other side of the field and go try to kill him, probably, but not from a emotional standpoint. I, you know, I'm with you actually, Brandon. I think that the Giants actually go into Washington and win and get it done. I think the Redskins are going to be better, but I just don't think they're taking enough steps. And the Giants have been one of those teams also that notoriously in the preseason don't look good, and then they come out and play pretty well early in the year and then fade late. It's typically what we see out of them. But I think this year, to start the year at least, the Giants go on the road and beat up on the Redskins. That's your third free win of the day. 800-298-1383, fatjacksports.com. Get everything, all of my selections through the end of the month for only $399. That works out to about 100 bucks a week, which makes it about $9 a selection. You would have won if you'd signed up before the season. With the first week, we're going to win three out of every 4 weeks, and this will be a winning one also. Don't miss out on another winning week if you're playing the games.
And this is still in the window to get signed up for the Vegas guarantee?
Absolutely, yeah. We go to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. If you don't, if you sign up for the season or go monthly through the season and don't turn a profit with my selections, I will send you and a guest to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl absolutely free. That is no tricks, no gimmicks. That's what's going to happen if you don't turn a profit, but you're going to if you sign up today because we're having a very, very good start to the season, and we're looking for a huge start to the NFL season. Ashley, anything before we get out of here?
No, I was zoning out again. I kind of lost a...
I can
no,
tell. That's
I'm
why
done.
I came back to you.
I'm toast.
We've got like 30 seconds left. You have nothing to send off. We have lots of people going to games today, and they're all thinking about you. Anything?
I don't know. You caught me off guard.
Go.
Make me blush again.
Who's your team? Go.
For now, 49ers. Go 49ers. We'll see about next
week.
Well,
that's going to make you... I don't say it because that might make you two-faced. Now, I kind of like the idea of going against your husband. I want you switching teams before you get a team.
I'll have to research who's their rival because there's no way for me to find out.
Perfect.
It's just going to be a big job.
Chris will know, I promise. We'll start with him. We'll go from there. Brandon, anything?
I'm ready for the NFL. It's finally here. It's been a tumultuous offseason. I'm glad it's finally underway.
Me too. All right, well, if you're out there, you're playing the game, sign up. If not, please don't drink and drive. Drive safely. If you're playing the games, do it responsibly. Have a good weekend. Until next week, for Ashley and Brandon, have a good week, America. This has been the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
You're listening to the Fat Jack Sports Hour. Call 1-800-298-1383 or go to thefatjack.com to join the long list of winners.
If you sold your house or got a job out of state and need to move, I've got the company for you. They're called Affiliated Movers of Oklahoma City. I've moved a bunch, but I used Affiliated on my last move, and they are awesome. They're accredited with the Better Business Bureau and have an A-plus rating. Affiliated Movers employs professional packers that can have your entire home packed in up to 1 to 2 days, which would take most people a month to do on their own. Their movers are uniformed and polite. They take apart your beds and tables and wrap your furniture to give you a safe move. They even provide long-term storage. Affiliated Movers is veteran-owned and family-ran. They've been moving military families, businesses, and Oklahomans for over 25 years and are pros at it. Give them a call at 405-677-7400 and ask for Nate or Jerry for a free in-home estimate, and you'll get 10 free moving boxes. In today's economy, every freebie helps. Or visit Affiliated's newly developed website for a free online estimate at affiliatedmovers.com. And don't forget to ask about Affiliated's Coffee and Donuts Move Special. There's nothing like it. Call today, 405-677-7400, or visit them online at affiliatedmovers.com.
Hey, this is the Fat Jack, and week one is in the books. How did your week go? We turned a profit in week one and are heading toward the start of the NFL season and what is going to be a great time of the year if you're playing the games against the spread or going to Las Vegas this weekend. Call 1-800-298-1383 and find out what a difference winning selections can make. Fat Jack Sports Services, the website, if you're looking for winners this weekend. You can get everything this weekend only $149 or everything through the end of the month only $399. Find out what a difference discipline and somebody that consistently can turn a profit playing the games against the spread will do for you for about $6 a selection. That's 1-800-298-1383 or go to fatjacksports.com and kick off the NFL season a winner if you're playing the games against the spread. That's 1-800-298-1383.
What's up, football fans? You want to learn something from the pros? Then come join me, Gary Payton, and my buddy at BetUS.com.
If you're betting on football this year, then there's only one place to play, and that's BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today, and you'll get a 60% sign-up bonus. That's right, up to 60% added straight into your account just for signing up. Head to BetUS.com now and check out Gary, Tim Brown, and dozens of pro legends giving you the inside scoop on all the big games. Sign up today, mention this station, and get a free $25 bet added to your bonus. At BetUS.com, you'll find better bonuses, better rewards, better service, and more ways to bet than you'll find anywhere else. Call now for that huge 60% bonus and your $25 free play. Call 1-800-69-BETUS. That's
1-800... Nerds.
Nerds.
What is a nerd?
I think you're talking about us.
After evaluating millions of pieces of data in the blink of an eye, I mean, that is some clever mining.
We are more than men. We serve our teach.